We're now being joined by Helper Middle School Principal Robert Bradley. And Mr. Bradley, thanks for coming in.
So glad to be here. Thank you so much for doing this. We really do appreciate the chance to talk about our kids and the school and just what's happening.
That's what it's all about. It's all about the kids. That's why we let off with them.
It's why we invite them.
Absolutely. So a lot of things are changing up at Helper Middle School.
There are quite a few things. There's a lot that stayed the same. For right now, we are still in the building as it stood and as it's been used. We started the school with a couple of rooms being remodeled, four of them, in fact, plus the counseling office and a couple of restrooms. Now, two of those we were able to occupy in a somewhat incomplete state. There's still some work that needs to be done on those. Two on the bottom level were not finished, and we ended up having to teach band in the lunchroom and one of our classes in our home ec kitchen.
It's all about adaptation.
It is, and I can only sing the praises of our staff and our students. It was amazing to see when we would say, hey, this hallway section's closed off, please don't use it. Nobody would go in there. The kids respected that, and it is just amazing, and I count myself lucky for the student body we have here at Helper.
Not even out of curiosity, huh?
Well, if they had a curiosity, they would ask.
That's true.
What's going on? And that is incredible. Nobody was opening doors they shouldn't be. Nobody was going downstairs they shouldn't be. We certainly had emergency procedures and kids were safe, but they respected the fact that certain things were being done and they couldn't go in there. Same thing is currently happening with the gym. It's still finishing up a remodel. We're waiting for some lights. So it's got lights, sprinkler system, a new paint job. Eventually, we anticipate to have the floor refinished, but that probably won't happen for another year or so. But in a couple of weeks, we'll be occupying the rest of the structure, and the new construction that's in back can continue on its own, and hopefully come springtime, we'll be able to occupy that, and then we'll see some of the rest of the remodeling parts finish up.
Are they still looking to maybe get into that new part of the building before the end of this school year, or...?
We are. In fact, we're hoping that because there's a new exterior wall that has to be put and some of the building is being demolished. So our intent is then to occupy the new part of the building so that the old front portion can be taken down. And that's still up in the air in terms of exact dates about when that will happen. But we're still looking for beginning of January into springtime.
And getting into that building. And it's exciting. It's an exciting time, and I'm sure the kids are really excited about it because they're wanting to get into that new part of that building, as are, I'm sure, the staff and the teachers and everybody.
They are. In fact, we were able to take the staff on a brief tour to show them some things. We can now access the second floor that's being built in the back, so they were able to see some of the classrooms that they'll be occupying. And they're thrilled. A lot more space. There's a lot more openness. The lunchroom has an incredible concrete bleacher stair that's being created for it. It's called a learning stair. And in that lunchroom, it all looks north towards a balanced rock. So you have some incredible views that are being captured. It's going to be neat, and I'm excited to be able to have an open house and show people what's going to happen. So stay tuned for that. Hopefully, as we get to the beginning of the year, we'll be able to open that up and bring people on a tour.
Very good. Is there anything else that's going on up at Helper Middle right now as far as, you know, I was talking to them. They've got volleyball going on. You just had a football game last week. And everything else with athletics and everything going okay?
Everything is going full swing. We've got two more home games coming up, one today and one next week. And then at that point, there'll be some concrete work done on that south side of the building. So all the rest of our football games will be scheduled away. Eventually, hopefully within the next week and a half, we'll have our gym open and be able to have our volleyball games at home. Currently, those are all being scheduled away. So we'll be able to switch some of that. We have cross country happening right now and student government. We've got drama. So everything is still moving along. We're able to have all of the opportunities going that our kids want to participate in. And our last calculation, we have about 40% of our students participating in some extracurricular function, which I thought was an incredible statistic.
That is. That's a huge, huge statistic because the more they do that, the more they're just buying into the school as a community as well.
it's participation that makes people feel welcome, that creates a sense of community and family, and that's what we look for.
All right. Principal Robert Bradley with Helper Middle School, thank you for the time this morning and coming in. Thanks once again to the student government, to Mrs. Black for coming in. Lots of things going on up at Helper Middle School. Stay tuned. When that new building gets done, we'll let everybody know. We'll go up and take a look at it.
Absolutely. Thank you
so much. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. And listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.